the evacuation.
Interrupting the broadcast, Midspace. Flee to getting inside and stay indoors. Stay indoors. Repeat, stay indoors.
Hardly no word from Princess Zuzu. But we have reports that the missiles are appearing from thin air. Nowhere is entirely safe but to get out of downtown. The highest concentration of missiles is downtown. I repeat, nowhere in Princess Zuzu. Please just evacuate the downtown area.
All lifts to Night City are open. All lifts to Night City are open. All lifts to Night City.
I gotta get out of here! I just bought groceries!
Where do you need this thing? What are we doing?
Alright, I need to get my...
We don't need to help everyone. We don't need to help any of them. We can get out alone. We've got enough equipment to get ourselves out. You don't need to be helping every single one.
Krabby, if we don't do it, Krabby, then some of these people won't be making it out of here.
Why is that our responsibility?
I grew up in this town. I've seen administrations come and go. But the one thing I've not seen is people getting left behind. And I'm not going to be the one to do it. Now you load all that up in the back. We get as many people off the streets as we can. We'll take them down into the Night City.
All right, I won't argue. Yes, ma'am. You, get back. Get back. Oh, Pat, what are we supposed to do? They're just clambering on the machines. We need to have something left.
Orderly, orderly. Climb inside as we can fit five more in here. Greel, you, Greel, that's your name, right?
What? Yeah, but I mean, but what? What are we gonna do? I gotta get home.
There's no going home today, Greel. You've got the medikits. You get into the back of here and you distribute medikits.
I go in the back, but I don't think we got enough.
Don't go in the back. Just throw them to anyone that looks injured that can look after themselves.
Okay.
We're all still mid-space folk. We can look after ourselves. We just need a little bit of help getting out.
Yeah.
All
right.
You heard that.
Okay.
What? This one, you can drive this thing.
Take a
bed kit. Yes, I can drive the car. I can
get in the seat then.
The full restriction license. I've just got the learners. But
we're not worried about that right now, are we? If you can get it to the lifts and get down to the Night City, you'll be safest there. You get all these people.
Right, and it's assisted control.
Get in the car. You'll be fine.
Oh, right. Okay.
You'll work it out. All right. Let's fill up the next one.
Lifts to Night City activated. All lifts preparing for load and periodic dispersal. Lifts to Night City have been activated.
Where do we go next?
All lifts preparing.
All right there, Greel. Leave that one. All right, who's driving this one? You there. You look long enough to reach the pedals.
I've never driven before.
All right, well, you know how to steer.
Well, if I, do you have like a box I can sit on? Or if you got a box.
You can sit in the chair here, love. You can sit right here in the chair. Let me just help you up. Get
okay.
In all right, now
it's
left
just
for left.
I sit down. I'm not that big, but if like...
Left for left, right for right.
Okay. Okay,
these people are counting on you. Right, that way. The lifts are that way.
Are you sure this is okay? Is this going to be safe?
I think I got it.
Now this is the time to start for people to step up. You can trust this one. They've got a... Oh, okay.
Watch out, everybody.
That's not the... You're going backwards.
No.
Hey, all right.
Oh,
no.
All right. Out of the cockpit. You're going in the back.
Hold on.
Right,
okay. Okay.
All right, someone else. Who's next? You look like you got a license about you.
Yeah, I have a license. I got four.
Right, you're driving there. Get in the...
You need a license?
Oh, heck. Just drive to the lifts, won't you?
Please. Get us home, sir.
Got it.
All right, send this one off. Greel, get out the back. Get out of the back.
I got it. Okay, but I'm really running low.
Well, as long as we've only got one transport left, so let's round up the rest of these people. Right, it's going to be a bit of a squeeze.
Over here. We got some people stuck under debris over here. I'm gonna need some help.
Alright, Krabby. It's been a little while before I've dusted off the old... Alright, stand back.
Well, they called you Big Pat for a reason, didn't they?
Alright, just give me a little bit of room because I'm gonna get much bigger.
Bloody hell, Pat. I thought that name was just a nickname.
All right, Krabby. You take one end. Easy does it.
Pat, I didn't know you could... I reckon you're worthy of the name.
All right, you... Your legs work. Creel, get in here with the Betty Packs.
Okay, you guys really got it.
It's broken.
No, it's okay. I got med packs. And I got... I can almost get to yous. Hold on.
I'm holding.
Almost.
Get them out of there.
I got them. I'm sticking them. Med pack.
Yeah, just pull them out. Pull them out from our...
My leg! I know!
You'll be alright, love. Alright, let's put this thing down again.
Don't look at it! Just med packs!
Alright, that's...
It's gonna be fine! You'll
these
see!
These days, I can only do that about once a month, so...
Bloody hell, Pat. How long's it been since you've gone and grown that big?
The things I could tell you about my youth here on this station, Krabby. But now's not the time for that. All right. This is our ride. We're all getting in.
All right, you heard her. Get on the bloody train. Everybody get on the transport.
Everybody get on... you're going to have to budge up further than that.
We can do it. Just pack in there.
Squeeze in. Not you, Greel. You're coming up front with us.
Don't worry about me. Take up the space. I'll be running along the side.
He's very fast when he puts his mind to it. Don't you worry about that. All right, all on board?
You're all ready to go. I'll be ready to push if and when you need it.
There won't be any need for that, Krabby. I can drive these things like nobody's business in these streets.
Pat, are you sure we're just gonna leave it behind? The warehouse. That's everything.
Well, it'll be waiting for us when we come back, or it won't. I didn't live to be this old, standing around to die with my position. Did I tell you about Zuzu's revolution?
What? Big Pat, are you sure?
Things might not have been great under the captain, but I'll tell you, there was a lot of bloodshed. I lost just as much as I have now in that debacle, and... Well, I built it back up again all over, and I'll do it again if I have to. See that building over there? That's actually where I used to run my ship. I rented ships back in those days. I ran it out of that one.
Whole ships?
Pat, you never ran ships. You're a landlubber.
Oh, you know, I was quite the pilot in my youth. Things you don't know about me, Krabby, could fill at least one book, maybe two.
All right. You there, get on board. No time to bloody dilly-dally. We're heading to the lifts. Get on board now.
Come on.
Oh, thank you.
You thought you were going to run the whole way to the Night City from here? You need a ride. Get on.
Oh, thank you so much.
That goes for you over there as well. I see you skulking in the shadows. Get on here. We got room. Budge up, everyone.
I'm waiting for somebody. But I'm waiting. I can't just leave.
You find them quick and you get yourself down there before it all goes up, all right?
Yeah, I will. Just a few minutes.
All right, good luck to you.
Hey, if they're all gone, the manual lifts.
Okay.
Look for the manual lifts, 1 in 5.
Speaking of, I bet you could operate one of those things, couldn't you, Krabby? Let's make things easy for the good people of Midspace. We'll take one of the manual ones, shall we? All right.
These arms will make short work of that pulley system.
All right. Oh, look. Look, what do we have up here? Well, they're trying to go down, but they don't know how to work it. There's only three of them as well. What a waste. All right, I'm pulling one up. Everybody out orderly, though. Don't rush the lift. Let's see what's going on here.
Come on, one at a time.
Now, what seems to be the problem here? You're struggling a little bit, aren't you?
We are trying to take the lift down to the night city.
Well, yeah, you're doing a terrible job with it, but, well, I guess that's good news for all these people, isn't it? Get into the back corner, don't you worry about that. Now, the first mistake you made, you've got to close this gate. It won't operate with the gate open. But anyway, all right, everybody, let's load you all on. All right, it's about that. We've got plenty of room. Yep, you. Stay away from the console. We got to operate this thing.
No, get back.
Operate it? But what do you mean? They aren't going to run by themselves?
Oh, don't you worry about that. You're in good hands, Greel. You just, what's that? It's half a medipack. Yeah, give that to the most injured one over there. Oh, I don't know if they're going to make it.
It's all I got left. What are we going to do now?
Let's get ourselves down there. We'll work it out.
Somebody! My friend hurt themselves waiting for me and...
All right, don't worry. We don't have to close it right away. Get on you. I'm glad you made it. You're a good soul. You're a good soul waiting for your friend. Now get on here.
I almost missed it, but they waited.
Didn't sit right with me leaving you back there. All right, get on board.
Okay.
All right, that's everyone. Close this gate. All right, Krabby. Just like one of the loaders.
Pat, I don't like leaving behind everything we have worked for. Now, you may have been in ships before, but this is the first stable job I've had. And we've just left it all up there to be bombed by that crazy grob-dang captain.
Well, if you've got any ideas on how to defend our property from teleporting bombs, I'll be the first in line to listen to them. But assuming you, like everybody else on this hacking station, is just fleeing for their lives, then let's just get to it, shall we?
Oh, Pat. I don't know why you gotta go and help every bleeding heart out there. We could have got away with all of it. All the vehicles, all the money. We could have set ourselves up to be one of the kingpins as soon as all of this stuff blows over. But no, we gotta help all of these people that couldn't sort their own dang rides out. And for what? They never helped you out.
Now, Krabby. People of this town have kept us in business. That's good enough for me. It should be good enough for you as well. And don't you worry about your stable job. I'll find something for you to do when all this blows over. Don't you worry about that. There's going to be a lot of work rebuilding this place, and heck, you really think whoever wrests control at the end of all this is going to be the one to do it? Just like every other time, it's going to be us.
Well, Pat, unless you're going into the construction business, I don't know what type of job you've got lined up for me, but I ain't leaving your side.
Well, maybe we will. All right, that's all closed up. I don't see any stragglers in the distance, so let's get ourselves down to the Night City. You got to disengage all three locks there, Krabby. There's one more on the side.
On it. Grill. Can you get the last one?
Hold on! I just gotta reach!
Grail, get the last one!
I almost got it! Okay!
And down we go. I hope somebody brought a torch, because it's gonna be mighty dark down there.
Big Pat, you really think we're gonna be safer down there?
We'll be safer for the short term. Things to worry about down there as well, though.
Oh, I find I can be a little bit of use in this situation. I could take this emergency light. It's periodically shining red. Let me just tinker with it a little bit there. Yes. Oh, no. Wire. Oh, nemesis. Uh-huh. Reconnecting. Voila. It's a bit ambient, a bit red, but it'll do.
Oh, good for you. We'll keep your light on, okay?
Yes, there we go.
Off we go. Now, this is, you know, this is a unique opportunity. You should all be paying attention. These lifts haven't run for over 10 years. Oh, I remember. We used to go visit the Night City all the time. There was a fellow named Glar. Ran things down there. Not so many mushrooms back then, you know. I've seen the city come through all kinds of eras. And we'll come out the other side of this one as well. Don't you worry one bit. Over there, that skyscraper, maybe it was that one. You know that? In my youth, there used to be some of these were lit up. Some of them had their own power sources, and down in the Night City there was corporations. There was people running things down there. Some of them lit up like a light. That was long ago, of course, long before we all decided to settle downtown and pull our resources, turn into a proper little colony.
Wow.
But, the modern age, Zuzu. These young'uns, they don't really think that far faster than that. I'm sure she thought she knew what she was doing when she took this thing over, but it's a big job. And, well, this is the real test of her mettle now, isn't it? I'm watching. I'm interested to see where all this lands, but... Well, she really should have ended the captain properly back when she took over. What was I saying? There's one there. So we used to visit it. We'd come down in the lifts, just like we are now, and we'd go visit. They had an entire floor dedicated to childcare facilities for the employees working there. And with us urchins from up top, we'd sneak in when we could, play with the local children. Oh. They had a ball pit. The size of... Well, it was huge. Or maybe I was just much smaller. You see, we continue to grow as we age, my lot. All of this was, yeah. The scale, it does change as you age. I'll tell you what, where we're coming down, if I remember correctly, there's a town square. It's more of an oval shape between those buildings there in the distance. I think we can set up some sort of camp in there.
Really?
Oh, I mean, the last time I was down here was a really long time ago. Whatever mention. This is before the captain. This is obviously long before Zuzu. Oh, in the old days when we were all spread out, it was all the corporations running Midspace in those days.
Corporations?
Oh yeah, we had
What do you mean?
We had BioLife down in the Night City.
Pat, what are you talking about BioLife for? Don't go scaring them.
Well, BioLife used to run a lot of things down there back in those days. And that was on the books as well. We all know they're still around somewhere down here. But well, you know, all of my friends, they're all the children of people that worked for BioLife, and they were good, honest working people. They might have been working for the wrong guys, but aren't we all? But I was down here when the corporate wars took off. That was messy business. They all wanted to eliminate the competition, quite literally, and because there was no Terrans, no Wraiths, no Synths around here to stop them, well, they very nearly did. But, they staged it all from down in the square that we were about to all go and camp in. BioLife, they had the most technologically advanced army the universe had seen.
Wow.
It was quite a sight to see, if the Synths hadn't stepped in temporarily. And that's the thing you should mention. There's been a few near misses here when the big boys have come into town. And, well, luckily they...
Oh, sorry about that. Just a quick moment. I'll back to it. Sorry, Pat.
Oh, it's quite all right, Grabby. Just keep it smooth, if you would.
Keeping it smooth, don't you mind me.
Oh, Oh, get those looks off your faces. He knows what he's doing. He won't drop ya.
I might.
He's only joking. You're only joking, Grabby.
Sure. Joking. Sarcasm mode on.
Oh, anyway, I was stuck down there in the Night City right when the corporate wars took off. Right when it started, they're killing anyone without a BioLife symbol on their jacket. Well, at least they were supposed to be, but, well, that's when some of them parents of the kids that I was befriending, they dropped those BioLife patches pretty quickly, and that's how many of us got out, you know? People throwing away their lives, throwing away their money, throwing away their stable jobs, Krabby, to help people that needed helping. There's one of them, the mum of my best friend. Bless her soul, she never made it out, but she got me out. She got me in the lift back up. No. And I made it home to my folks. And I'm around to help you now because of her sacrifice. So don't you talk about how we could have got away with all of our things, because it wouldn't have been worth it if we'd let even one person we could have saved behind. So just remember that. That's what this station is built on. It's not ancient diplomacy that ended a war. It's not Zuzu's gangland operations. It's not those, what do you call them, backwater bastards saving everyone. No, it's us, it's the people. The people in Midspace. Because when it comes right down to it, we've got one another's backs. Oh, well, we're just about down. Steady does it, Krabby.
Don't you worry, I've got this. Or do I?
Creel! How all our injured doing? These med packs working? Who can't
I used
walk?
Them all up and, I mean, look around! It's like everybody's new!
Alright.
Sorta!
Everyone's on their feet, great. Alright, we've got a bit of a walk to do when we get down the bottom, so... No, don't worry, we'll go at the slowest pace. We're all gonna move together. Stay nice and safe.
And what exactly are we going to do when we're at the bottom? Oh no, the station is being attacked and it's being bombed, it's being destroyed from the inside. How are we supposed to go against some kind of enemy that we can't even see? Oh, I'm sure you've seen it before, but I'll have you know that I'm first generation. I've not seen this type of disaster before this station. I thought this was a good place to move. Oh no, what are we going to do? The whole bloody topside's gone.
Lovey, that is way beyond my pay grade. I'm gonna get you all to shelter in the square. We're gonna rustle up some food and we're gonna tell some stories. We're gonna wait it out. Because either Zuzu's got this, or the captain's taking it back. Either way, we want to be alive to look the winner in the eyes, don't we? Tell them, behind their backs, that we're not scared of them, and we don't really care who's in charge. They have no real power as long as we're doing what we gotta do. Now I, for one, would be happy to keep things more or less the way they are. I think Zuzu's, she's an interesting case at least. But if it goes the other way, well, we'll go up there and we'll face it. There's not much else we can do unless one of you's got a starship and wants to go up there and find that thing we saw on the television before.
Or maybe they want to pull this chain themselves, climb their own way out.
That's a very fair point, Krabby. If anybody wants to go back up there and do something else about this, they're more than welcome to, although I do suspect they're all going to go together, aren't we? All right. We're just about to land. Krabby, this is the bumpy bit. Do your best. Everybody, hold on to the sides. Those of you that are not by the sides, hold on to the person next to you.
All right, here we go.
And you there with the one leg, you just sit down.
Oh.
Okay.
Yep, sorry about that. Oh, okay, yep, no. No, you didn't say it was a bit bumpy. This is a bit, it's... All right, and here we go. Buttery smooth. Right. What now, Bat?
Alright, open this up then. Alright, unlock. Get it. Oh, nobody rush, I'm getting. Oh, okay, you're out. It'll be a lot faster if you let me open the gate the whole way. Alright, you out of the way. Alright, everybody off. It's not a race, you know. I wonder how they're doing back up there.
Grill, are we sure we're staying down here? Or have you got some alternative plan to head on topside as soon as this all clears over? Are we really looking after all of these people?
We'll look after them as long as they need our help, which hopefully, Krabby, will not be much longer. They're all grown-ups. They can all find their way to wherever they're going. We healed up their injuries. We evacuated the downtown. I think our job here has just about reached its conclusion. You didn't think I'd gone completely soft, did you, you big lumbering idiot?
Maybe a little.
Yeah, maybe a little there, Pat. But don't get all big on me again. Alright, I've seen that enough. I don't need any more reminding that who's in charge.
Alright then, as long as we're all straight, I'm not anybody's mother. I'm certainly not anybody's grandmother. So you'll get those fawning looks out of your eyes because my stories are just about over. Someone else is going to have to entertain you lot once we get to the square.
You hear that, Krabby?
Gather around, everyone. I've got some wonderful stories of the Synth Wars.
Well, what's that noise then? Oh. Look up there. Well, that's not something you see every day, is it?
No.
Those are wraith ships.
What is it?
Yeah, what's that?
Definitely wraith ships. You can tell by the length and the fin there.
What the bloody heck is wraith ships doing here?
Well, Princess Zuzu, I guess you did have a hand to play after all. It was good to see you step up and do something for the people, I suppose. All right, Zuzu. Good for you.